again, everyone. This is Martin Zender. This is Zender Talk. I'm glad you're here. I have a urge today, or an urge. I'm not sure which. I think an urge. I have an urge to talk about the kingdom. I remember back in the old days when I thought that the kingdom of the heavens that Jesus came proclaiming was perfection. It was going to be a time where nothing bad ever happened to you again. There was total peace, a lot of white noise, and probably doves flying around. Then I started to read my Bible. Boy, was that a buzzkill. Found out that Jesus Christ rules with a rod of iron during the kingdom. Found out during the kingdom that there are nations on the four corners of the earth where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Found out that there are nations out there at the four corners who must bring their tribute to Jerusalem during the feast, or rain is withheld from their territory. Then I read in Mark 3 and other places there that there's going to be a place called Gehenna, where the corpses of criminals that transgress during the kingdom are going to be tossed. It's going to be a place of capital punishment in the kingdom. This was rather disappointing to me until I got wise. God, I want to take you to a scripture verse. I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Speaking of the saints in Israel, Scripture says here that thou dost make them a kingdom and a priesthood for our God, and they shall be reigning on the earth. All right, this was my first shocking revelation about the kingdom, is that it is on the earth. Wow, I thought it was in heaven among the cirrus clouds and the cumulonimbus and the stars. No, the kingdom of earth, the kingdom of heaven Jesus came proclaiming was on the earth. He called it the kingdom of the heavens. Found out that it was heavenly in character, but its physical location was on the earth. And the second revelation I had, Revelation 20, verse 4, concerning these same folks who are reigning on the earth, they shall live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. It's not eternity. This is not a perfected state. Now, it's a vast improvement on what we have now. Let me explain that to you. When Jesus returns, set his foot on top the Mount of Olives, according to it's either the book of Zechariah or Zephaniah. Read both books, you'll find it in there. He sets his foot on the Mount of Olives, returns to this terra firma, this same planet. The curse is going to be removed from this earth. One of the curses that God put on Adam was that he would have to till the ground and that he would be producing his food by the sweat of his brow. That curse caused him to have to pull weeds most of his days. And as you folks who have gardens know, the weeds will flourish faster than your tomatoes. If you don't keep up with them, they're going to choke everything. That's part of the curse. That's going to be removed. This earth is going to sprout. You women out there who have had babies, did you know that God made childbearing painful? I bet you did know that. My wife sure does. I was there watching my three sons being born, and I didn't feel a thing, but ow, my wife did. What a curse that was. God said that I'm going to increase your pain in childbirth. Ain't that the truth? That curse is going to be gone, and apparently now women are still going to be birthing children in the kingdom. I believe it's going to be the good old-fashioned way. So I think all the joys are going to stay, but all the pain's going to be removed. So we're going to keep the best part of that transaction there, but we're going to lose the worst part of it. The earth now is tilted at a 23-degree angle, and this has caused all kinds of havoc. Now, I believe this earth is going to be righted, and there's going to be a vast meteorological improvement. All you weather people are going to be out of business because you're not going to have to predict tornadoes. Well, I take that back. Out on the four corners of the earth where the rain's withheld, it will probably be good to have a staff meteorologist out there. But I don't think he's going to be able to predict it based on atmospheric conditions, because it's going to be a decree of God that keeps the rain from coming. Everywhere else, this earth is going to be vastly improved. Going to be the same old oblate spheroid, though. God's not going to destroy this earth when Jesus returns for the kingdom. No, that happens after the 1,000 years. And here's the killer for me. I found out that there's an improved period even after this kingdom. Yes, there's another time period past the thousand-year kingdom. It's called a new heavens and a new earth, because when that thousand years has run its course, this present earth is going to be destroyed by fire. Peter brings us that good news in the second book of Peter, Peter 2, or is it 1? I'll read them both. You'll find it. This earth is going to be combusted by fire. The elements are going to melt. That doesn't happen until after the thousand years. And the scripture calls this thousand-year period an eon, and it calls the new heavens and new earth an eon. Jesus spoke of this eon, that eon. He spoke of the eon to come. And in Revelation 21, we have a new eon. We have a new heavens and a new earth. But you can't stop there. I guess that's my message for today. You can't stop there. God's doing new things all the time. There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth, and there's even a sphere above that. Maybe I can talk about that tomorrow if you're interested. If you are, stop back here at Zender Talk. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. See you.